Ah, right, okay. Thank you. So we're calling on the oracle at Andromeda to talk to us, please. We're a little confused as to, well, I think you'll answer us. It'd be okay. The oracle that you are communicating with from your time and your place, if you wish to measure it, it is in your future. So it is true. It is in a future that is well ahead from what you are operating on your Earth dimension. And I would say it is 5,000 years ahead, because the technology and the life and the body of the human, or the hybrid of the human race that exists on Andromeda now, is very much evolved, and certainly coming from a place of peace, harmony and goodwill. And so, what would you like to know now, my dears? Do you want some clarification on that?
Okay.
So we're ready to hear the message from Andromeda and the oracle that is operating with us. The language, of course, is different. That operates in the Andromeda galaxy from the human that exists now. And that needs to be adjusted so that there will be communication that takes place with understanding. And it is important that the message is understood. Also, in the language, there is energy that gives out a healing and a knowledge and a wisdom of consciousness, and it will come so that it is from the future. Actually, that's the message. You've asked me to just start talking, and I've asked her if I got a name, and I asked if Egerina was a name to use, and they said no, but that she did come from Andromeda, but a long time ago, and they've had other lives, but they don't live as long as, they do live a lot longer than the Earth people. They're much, much longer. And I asked if Vina was my name, and they said no. And I said, was Val my name? And they said yes. So Val, it is in Egerina, sorry, Val, it is in Andromeda. It seems like the V is in a lot of, used a lot actually, in some way. So if it was thought transfer, it's a bit hard to play it out, because I have to bring it down from the thought into the voice box and then say it, so it's a little bit lost in a way. But they say they're going to help me, and that this just might play with my voice for a bit, so do not be disturbed or upset. That's okay.
I see a pyramid. I see a lot of pyramid. Sorry, the triangle shape. A lot of triangle shapes, as if it's like a tunnel. And that seems to be going back to a point of light. So I feel that I'm becoming the girl that came to visit me about a year ago. That was from Andromeda, but I didn't know at the time where she came from, but I do now, and she's actually me in 5,000 years ahead. And of course nothing is destroyed, it just changes form, so that I can accept that. But of course the thing is, the voice, and that they don't use voice, they use thought transfer, they use telepathy. And it is possible to transfer the telepathy into the voice. So if we keep talking, I'm still here, feeling I have been lifted to a place that's very beautiful, very calm, very at peace. A place that's not unlike our Earth, but in a gentle way. And in actual fact, that was the imprint of what was brought to the planet Earth when it was created. It came from Andromeda. So even the animals existed. That exists on Earth, exists in Andromeda. But they're all white. The lions are white, the giraffes are white. The tigers are white. All the animals are white. And they come from a beautiful energy. They're all friendly. They all understand each other. They all communicate telepathically with some body movement also. As do the beings there in Andromeda. The original beings that came on the mothership to bring help and assistance to the Earth planet when the first man's works were created, the upstanding ape-like creature. It's not really ape, but it was a branch of them. They needed help because they were being enslaved, and the energy from Andromeda was what was influencing all those that committed to come on the beautiful mothership Rexagena. In some ways it's called Rex of the genes, meaning the king of the genes. And although all these volunteers didn't really know what they were volunteering for at that time, it still played out that the first human was created, the first light man, and has gone on to be the race of the humans. The race of the man and the light man together. So it is a hybrid And that was what, that is what has gone on to be the future race in Andromeda, which is where I am speaking from now. You need not worry. The Earth will survive. The Earth planet will survive. It will benefit from many things, even though they may seem like great hardships at first. But people will look back and realize why the change has taken place and why all the other star people have shown themselves en masse in the skies to begin with, to know that they really existed or exist. And that is why also they will come to know and understand of who they truly are and where they have come from and the beauty of the Mother, Father, God force that is part of them, that is them. Many have come directly from Andromeda as light workers, and they are what is spoken of as the 144,000 beings that are here on Earth with raised consciousness to influence and earth that energy in this great time of change. This is all part of the great plan that exists for the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. That is your atmosphere. Listen. You all know it. It is within you. It is your God self. Ooh, a light around there. Ooh.